Welcome to Metaphysical Insights, a show featuring excerpts from the Metaphysical Webinar Series. Your hosts for the show are Reverend Lynn Williams and Reverend Cindy Paulus. If you're interested in finding out more about metaphysics, you can go to universityofsedona.com.
In taking it into our world of metaphysics and celebrating and discussing the metaphysical, mystical view of Christmas. As practical mystics, we always want to remember to live our lives and celebrate our lives from a metaphysical perspective that helps us to automatically bring light, enlightenment, wisdom, and love into the world, because that's what it's all about. So this morning, we're going to Reverend Cindy will bless us with a meditation prayer of her choosing. Then she'll talk about a mystical, metaphysical, mystical Christmas. She's gone and done some research, which she's really good at doing, and will bring us some real interesting insights into what that perspective is all about. Then I will follow up with some additional insights, and I guess it's more along the lines of, as the season of light is so intense and so special to all of us, especially to us because we understand it, how we can use that intensity and that energy to be even more of to deliver more information, to be more ministerially present in the world. And so with that, let's just go ahead and then we'll open the mic and share comments and questions. I really, really hope you all have questions, even if it's just a simple thing like, hey, this is new to me. I really don't understand some of this stuff. So can you explain this? Or, you know, things like that are really helpful in getting and ensuring that we get the right information out to you when you
absolutely need it. And we may not exactly get to it right when you type it, but we do go back over that. And already Joe put up some very important things that we should address about his family thinking this is a cult and things like that. So
yeah.
Every statement is important. And you can just type your questions in there, but we will open up the mic later as well. Some people don't like to talk on the mic, so certainly, and some people have mic problems, so certainly can post questions there anytime.
And if we do reboots. Too, if you come up with questions later, please post them in the group. You know,
yes.
You don't have to see a particular request for questions. Don't let it go. People sometimes are afraid or embarrassed to ask a certain question, and I love to be able to say this to you in that there is no stupid question. The only stupid question is the one that never gets asked. Because whatever you're thinking and feeling, I guarantee you somebody else is experiencing the same thing. And better yet, we may have gone through that too and can address how just following the process will get you over the hump. Because there was a question posted in the group this week that's exactly that kind of thing. This one person was having a reaction to some of the new information she's taking in, and she felt bad about bringing it up. But the truth of the matter is, I had that same experience 40 years ago. It's a process of transformation, and sometimes just having someone point out that fact gets you through it. So just remember.
And I do want to bring up, please, because I may forget later, we did want to mention also, Reverend Lynn, that there's the new book out, and we promised we'd mention that.
Yes, I'm so glad you brought that up, because we want to remember. We'll talk about that when we get to closing. I just put it down. Yes, you remember it, and I remember it between the two brains. One of us should,
yes.
Should make it. Okay, cool. All right. So let's move on now and do our little housekeeping so we can get into the real reason we're here today, and that's talk about the mystical Christmas. We need to have, just to say this disclaimer, and even though we don't have your voices, we know that you are in agreement because you're here, but we do have to put this in our recording, and that is that this session is being recorded. The replay link will be available about 24 hours after the webinar ends. By willingly participating in these webinars, you give the International Metaphysical Ministry, otherwise known as the IMM, permission to use your name, your voice, and image should it arise during the webinar recording, as well as the information you convey during the webinar. Your registration is considered agreement to these terms, and your attendance on the webinar is your confirmation. So, with that in mind, let's go ahead and move into our sacred space, which we come together and create through our breath. Remember, in the mind of God and the body of God, which we all This is where we live and dwell. There is no such thing as time or space. So coming together, breathing our energy and intention into the sacred space that we're creating joins us, unites us, affirms our oneness, our unity in the presence of God. And we open up this space to our divine creator, to Dr. Masters, to the other ascended guides and angels who want to come and be with us in this place and hold it, keep it protected and sacred. Inhale deeply, drawing in that sacred breath. Exhale. One more time, pulling it in. Deeply, hold it for a second or two, and exhale. And one more time, drawing in deep as you can. Opening up your stomach, drawing deep into those lung spaces that you rarely use. Deep in, a little more. And now exhaling through your mouth, letting it all go. And affirming into that, we know that I am a living symbol of the highest level of God's love and light. I see and understand the insights of the mystical meanings offered in so many scriptures. I now realize that there are masters here to show the way to higher consciousness, and I learn from those lessons that they share. I embody the Christ consciousness within myself as it was taught by Jesus the Christ. I let the Christ light be ignited at Christmas time. That light ignites any time I choose to follow in the footsteps of the masters. I shine my light forth into the world, and I learn to fearlessly show the world the truth of who I am, just as Christ did. Today and every day are the perfect days to live my highest purpose. I do so joyfully with an open heart and mind. I know God's divine light will guide me in ways that I can best share my light and love. Thank you, Mother, Father, God, for all of these wonderful light-infused blessings and for those that are on the way to me right now. And so it is. Amen.
And so it is. Amen. Amen. And a little prayer for the celebration of the Christ being born in us. Lord, how should we celebrate your birth? For here in the darkest time on earth, we all need more light to shine within our hearts forth. And we're all so busy, it feels that even now we're not close to finding the real reason for the holy season. Do we wonder what gift you would like to be brought to you in that cosmic light that comes and transforms us? It's just waiting to renew us and find your love born within us. Oh Lord, in these holy days, let us find a way to bring more peace to mankind. Let us remember to light a candle each day and for the people to take the time to pray. And let us help others in need and live as you would have us be, with kindness, forgiveness, and faith, so we can make this world a better place. And Reverend Lynn, if you wish to switch screens, now we can turn it over to my screen on my computer, and we'll switch places with that. Thank you. Got it. And this meditation this morning is a meditation that came to me when I was in communion with Mother Mary. She came and visited me and talked to me about the sacred tools of love and how we can embody the light of Christ. I had had problems, as some others do, with some of the religious teachings and the traditional methods. And when I was in contact with Mother Mary, she guided me through some things to actually bring me to that point where I was in more understanding and able to receive the true Christ consciousness, which is really just an enlightened state of being. And I say just an enlightened state. An enlightened state of being is a wonderful place to be in. So let's go to this enlightened state and into Christ consciousness in this meditation, which really we don't need to put off. We can, each one of us here right now, really truly experience that Christ consciousness. And this is a special exercise that's called the Star of Light and Love Exercise Meditation. And I'll go through it with you as we kind of join our wonderful energies here, the beautiful, wonderful, radiant souls of light and love. We all join together as if we were holding hands, but it's energetic light circle that we are actually focusing together to form a wonderful beam of light together that's a direct light from the one source of all. And we breathe that light in, that Christ light. We let it fill our bodies. We release anything that's a distraction. We completely dedicate ourselves right now to concentrating on that light. And now let's open up our love in our heart and breathe that love in and see it spiraling round within our circle and the circle of those that will be listening in the future. We open that circle up to the total circle of love that's right there in the heart of God. And now let's put our hands on our heart, or one hand is good, right over your heart. And let's breathe in the love that we've just called in. Let's just feel it there in our heart. Let's clear any blocks away. And for a moment, let's see pure Christ consciousness being in the form of the Christ sitting in front of us, sending spirals of light into our heart, spirals of love into our heart. And let's feel that light and love come right there, right now. And I'm going to guide you through a little exercise that embodies that light and love. It's a star exercise. So as you're sitting here, imagine two points of light on either one of your shoulders. And now let it be on both of your shoulders as points of light. And see a line of light going across. So there's a golden Christ light across your shoulders, and now let the lines of that light come down together and meet at the base of your spine. And now you have a triangle of light going down from your shoulders to the base of your spine, and everything within that triangle is completely blessed and full of the wonderful radiant love and light from the highest form of Christ. And now we'll bring the two points from our knees up to form a singular triangle just above our head. So now we are sitting in a six-pointed star. And that six-pointed star is radiating around, and light is flowing through all the points within the star. And we're sitting within a living geometric star. And now the Christ energy comes into our heart and puts a five-pointed star right there in our heart. And we allow this Christ light star, the holy star of light, to come into our heart. And we spin that star around, clearing anything in that heart chakra that may need to be cleared out. Let's just spin that star around, completely feeling it spinning and totally attuned to the highest light of God. And now we're going to raise that star up, raising it up to our throat, raising it up to our forehead, we're raising it up to our crown chakra, and we're taking that star of light and sending it up to the highest stars in the universe to join with the one source of all light and love. And we are enlightened right now. Now breathe that energy in. Feel that you are an enlightened being. Expand your consciousness into the infinite consciousness of God. Bring that wonderful light and love back down in and through you into your heart, and now send that love from the source of all love out to the world, to each one of us, to everyone where you live, your family, your loved ones, to all those in need, to all those places in need. Let that love and light circle the entire planet as if you were right there from the one source of all love and light, holding the planet in love and light. And let it circle back to you. A millionfold more love and light returning to you now. We breathe it in. We become it. We embody it. We be it. And now we come back to our consciousness and say, thank you, God. And so it is. Ah,
and so it is. Oh, that was nice.
We are the living light and love of God. And Christ, in the mystic sense, was so much more sometimes that people might put upon him. He was a true master. He was a master of the highest that was from the one source of all. And he came to show us that's what we can be. He came into a time of great darkness on the planet, and he integrated that light we were just feeling into the hearts and souls of every being. And we are a chance. He said, all that we do, all that he does, we can do and even more. Sometimes we don't believe that. Sometimes it may be hard to believe. But that Christ consciousness has the power to do miraculous things. And Christ in the whole story and legend of the Christ birth is that Holy Spirit coming to our lower animal ego nature. And at that time there was a lot of, I guess as the highest beings might think, this planet has a lot of learning to do. And so we're a growing planet.
No way this is as good as it's going to get, I'm telling you.
So we have a lot of learning to do, and it's a good thing that, you know, we can forgive ourselves, and sometimes we do miss the mark, but, you know, they're the beings and the masters there to show us the way. Mother Mary, I believe, really was a perfect example. And I think that she's been kind of played up sometimes as this beautiful mother that's a great mother. But I don't think we've really given her due. I when I had an exchange with her, realized she was the divine feminine at play right now with a lot of the changes that are going on in the world. She is not just a humble, loving being, and she is that. But she's a powerful,
a lot of talk, too, about her being the actual major influence. I mean, not to bring Jesus down in any way, not at all, but it's like instead of her being under him, she was more like the other half of him, you know, kind of where that concept comes from. So her feminine, because in this dimension, I guess is the way to pull it, the only way you can create is if you have contrast, something to push against, to bring form into. Yes. And that's what light does, what it infuses into the darkness. So in the dimension where we are, the vibrations where we are, because they're so low, in order to bring creation and to bring things together, there has to be an opposite, a balance. And that's the struggle of the light and dark. And when he came in, she came in first because he had to be born somehow, but she came in first. But as he was born and became who he was, that elevated her into her full power.
Well, she was his teacher. She was his teacher. Exactly. We'll talk more about this, but Mary was an Essene.
Look at it. Yeah.
And she was from a group of Essenes, and her family and the whole group she was from were Essenes, and she knew and was trained for her purpose. And she, you know, that song, Mary, Did You Know? I always say, yes, she knew. She did know. She knew exactly what she was doing.
Once the angel came and helped her understand the purpose, and I mean, she was all in because it wasn't going to be easy. And I think she knew that too, but she had such a gift and she had such a purpose.
And not only that, she actually did achieve that enlightened state. She actually achieved what we call enlightenment. She achieved union with God. She totally merged with God. And symbolically, that merging of God that she did was how the enlightened being, the Christ consciousness, comes about through her enlightened consciousness. Christ consciousness, the child was born. And this child is a child born not of just mind and spirit, but of the universal soul, the Holy Spirit in the form of divine love. And it's a pure flame that brought that light. And that we're going to go into how that light came to earth, of course, symbolized by the star of light, which I'm going to go in and why I did that exercise of how we are stars of light as well. But this Christ child was born. And born to earth, and it was a time where, and it still is a time, where we all need to bring in more of that Christ spirit. We all need to connect with our soul and the Holy Spirit. We all need to bring in this amazing power of light and love, the Christ consciousness, and embody it in our lives to actually transform the world and help to save the world. We're going to get into here some symbolic. All of these story of Christmas has symbolism, deep mystical symbolism. And I know Dr. Masters and you'll have a chance to hear it. On Christmas Eve, he always does a whole meditation on Christmas Eve, which is broadcast, and I'll put on our station as well, about the symbolism and the story. And it's funny, so many churches do this. If they do a Christmas Eve, they talk about the story, but they don't go into the full mystical symbols. You know, we know that there was the shepherds, and of course, there are the lambs, and the shepherds. Well, this was foretold approximately 700 years before the birth of Jesus. The prophet Micah foretold, though you are small among the clans of Judah, one of you will come from me. One of you will be the ruler over Israel, whose origins are from old and ancient times. He will stand and shepherd his flock in the strength of the Lord. And that, of course, was the prophets saying that. And everyone was looking for the prophets' prophets claim to be true. So there were people looking for this transformation and people planning for it. The phrase, I am the good shepherd lays down his life for his sheep. Part of what happens, of course, and is known to be part of the story. And the lamb at the center of the throne will be their shepherd. He will lead them to the springs of living water. And the shepherds who saw the star typify the inward vision of the divine fire as it comes to those on the earth plane whose piety opens the window of the soul and activates clairvoyance. They were able to see that star. In all initiates, there is this initiate star, a star of light over the head of the masters and those who have embodied the true spirit and have overcome and gone past the initiation, the second, third. Many of us have experienced a second initiation, which gets us started and excited about this metaphysical path. But there are more initiations than the second. There's the third as well. And that's what the practical mysticism, which Reverend Lynn's going to be talking about, is about, getting us past our initial initiation and on to the next initiation, which is being able to embody the Christ consciousness. And it means being able to live as we talk and to walk our talk, as Christ did. What's the symbolic meaning of the star? Well, the star guided the wise men. It was assigned to the shepherds at the site of the birth of Christ. The symbolic and mystical meaning of the star has some important inner meaning. The five-pointed star, as I said, is that initiation sign. And I do see auras, and I can tell when there is that light over the heads. And I'm a Buddhist as well as a Christian. It was Buddha that sat and actually achieved enlightenment when he sat all night long, and finally he saw the morning star. And that star brought enlightenment. There's this brilliant white light. I would recommend as a meditation every day before I go out and sit down inside and meditate, I go out and stand under the stars. And I call in the stars. And I bring the stars' light down into my heart. I mean, we are made of the stars. We are cosmic stardust. And often higher beings are actually able to communicate with us through the light of a star. Often people have claimed to see UFOs as stars. And this has happened often enough that we must wonder if indeed we are having lucky stars watching over us. And there's no mistake in the fact that the wise men and the shepherds and that brilliant light of that star was indeed there at the birth of the Christ. It was that holy light coming down to earth in the form of a being. It was the embodiment of that light of a star into the living Christ. So the Bethlehem star is very, very mystically symbolic. Also, of course, there's no mistake that it's in December. The Yule log comes in December as well. I didn't know this, but Britain has the custom, of course, of the Yule log. That started becoming a public ceremony in 1577. I didn't know Yule is a Germanic word meaning Christmas. Did you know that? I didn't know that.
Well, I didn't.
Of course, so that's very, very important. Large candles were lit and Christmas Eve, and a large oak was laid upon the fire to illuminate the house, and it was thought that if kept throughout the year, the remains of the Yule log would protect the house from fire and lightning.
I thought it was all about heat, you know what I mean? And then in the wintertime, it just happened to be at Christmas time, everybody celebrating it. You know, I had no idea there was a history. And why? I guess that's why it has a name. Who knows? I mean,
yeah,
I was
ready to well, and it's all of, as we talked about last week. If you remember last week, we talked about how all the different ways that this is celebrated in all the holy days, there's some major meaning of the Yule log and the lighting that go way back to the Celtics, the Druids, and many more. Now, the wise men, who are the wise men? The wise men were the masters. They're the masters who are still there. They're the masters that are in light beings, but they can actually take on bodies. They have light bodies. They are the high initiates that do indeed have the star over their head. They're the thought to be in Shambhala, up in the Himalayas, and that is the Shambhala is the holy place which many people seek, but it is on a higher plane of consciousness. It's not a plane on earth, even though there's a place on earth where at holy times like the Vaisak festival in May, that energy comes down to earth. But the event, the birth of the world savior, these initiates knew about it. They were aware of it. They were in tune with it. And the wise men were indeed looking for it. And they were advanced egos that brought together a common purpose of three primary races. And they represented the gifts. And the gifts are also very, very symbolic that was brought to Christ. The wise men brought the gift of gold. Now, we all know about the alchemy of taking the material things, and through the energy of the highest light, we become gold. They brought that gift there. They brought the gift of incense, the frankincense. Frankincense, if you go into any church now, I love going to churches in Europe, they have these huge containers that spread the frankincense that's sweet. They actually...
I bought some essential oil, frankincense and myrrh essential oils, and put
they're
in my
oils, food. And they are, and they can be solidified into a powder too.
Yeah,
they are oils. Yes.
I smell them sometimes and not realize that when I start burning them, I realize that one of my favorite resorts I used to go to in Mexico, they had that all over the place, and I'm like, oh, I didn't know.
Oh, it's a very, very healing. It's very, very healing. The master that brought that. Was from Egypt. So,
really?
You know, yes, and Egypt, of course, had some very, very ancient, same at Christmas time, symbols that they had. But it's very much of a light nature. It's still used all the time. It's wonderful to have. It's a matrix for the embodiment of ministering unseen forces and symbolizes that use here, how we can use it in our body as a matrix. And the other wise man was from Greece. And he brought myrrh, and myrrh is a very rare aromatic plant, and it symbolizes that which man as spirit extracts through the experience in the physical world, the soul. And this is why we are here. We have to experience that light here on earth and then lift it back up again. And sometimes we don't. I mean, many times I go, oh, my gosh, this world, what do we deal with? I'd much rather be in heaven.
But, I woke up kind of feeling that way this morning.
but there are many there on the other side that go, oh, my gosh, you are here having the opportunity to help in the physical world, and that is where the spirit experiencing right here in the physical world brings about this wonderful change that we can't quite see sometimes that's so important, living the spirit here in form. And we talked about Mother Mary. She was the transmutation of the elements that took place. She was a divine feminine embodiment. She was the way shower of how we can have mystical union with God. And the Christ can be born in us. And she has shown me that. In my book, Mystical Mother Mary, I go through that. You know, we can understand that there are really true symbolic nature of Christmas, and that these are keys to how we can let that Christ child be born in us. You know, we can rejoice that this is the time we do celebrate that Christ being born within us. As all the teachings of Christ says, you know, go to the kingdom within. You turn within in meditation and you bring that light forth, and then you live it and use it and work with it in the world. And anyone who does this is really working and walking with the illuminated way. And I have one I'll read later, but I'll turn it over to you because I think that's exactly what you're going to be talking about, Lynn, is how we can use it in our life, right?
Yeah, you know, everything that we do is we try to turn or show the metaphysical, the practical mystic side of it so that you can more easily integrate what you're studying and learning into your everyday lives, because this is not, metaphysics isn't like anything else, and you've heard me say it many, many times. It becomes a lifestyle. It becomes who you are. It's not something you do on Sundays or maybe a Wednesday night or something you feel when you read the Bible. It's something you become. And once you do that, it becomes easier to start using those principles, and that behavior transformation becomes more obvious in your life. So even as we're talking about the metaphysical or the metaphysical and mystical side of Christmas, as a metaphysical minister and practical mystic, you are part of that process. This is a time of great enlightenment because the great light, the intensity of the light presence on the earth now is magnified by all of the intention and intentions set to show light, to be compassionate, to show love, do all the things and express all the qualities of God and of Jesus, the Christed light, the master that we know as Jesus. So, and not only because of what's going on with the world, planetary, you know, the planet, the Earth's ascension, and all these other, you know, very different things that are going on because of the transformation and the planet's ascension, there's all this other additional light coming to the Earth from the sacred realms, from other evolved planets and civilizations that are helping us to rise out of this heavy, dark, third density experience. And so this Christmas, maybe more than others that we've been aware of, is the reason why we should really, 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 really focus on purifying ourselves, our intentions, our beliefs, our behaviors by drawing in as much light as we can. Because it's like instead of waiting, it would be the same thing as if you're in a drought and you got a little river that's a stream and you can go and get a bucket of water because it's not a really big stream. But, you know, it just takes a while to get the bucket full and all that. But then as certain times of the year, due to whatever is going on upstream, the water swells. And now you can go get several buckets because it's so much more available. Maybe you can get in it, take a bath. You know, it's about the fact that it's available. Use it. This is the time for absorbing that light and sending it out in every way you can, whether it's volunteering and helping someone in need, or just being a listening, you know, shoulder for someone who may be feeling lonely. And, you know, there's a lot of, we have baby boomers, and I'm one of them, and we're in the senior, you know, community now, and there are a lot of people around that I see just in the fact that I'm aware of it now. A lot of seniors are lonely. They're not necessarily really sick, not in a nursing home, but maybe they don't have family, you know, maybe they're not close to their family, maybe physically they're far away. But maybe you know of some people who normally are, you know, you kind of see them by themselves. Go say hello. Take them a little potted plant. I feel like sometimes people don't like plants because they feel like, I don't want to take care of that. Poinsettias are the perfect plant for the holiday because they don't last that long with the season unless you plant them outside. But they're beautiful and they're easy to maintain. All you have to do is you take them out of the foil, you wet the soil, let the water drain out completely because the roots don't like moisture. Put it back in the foil, and when it feels dry again, you repeat the process. By the end of the season, they're kind of getting straggly and dying out, and you can throw them away. But they're cheap ways to say Merry Christmas to someone who may not be having any Christmas. There are ways to take little gifts, to, you know, little things for children. Go volunteer to help a church to wrap gifts that they're giving away. I mean, there's so many ways to share your light. And, of course, there's talking to people, giving somebody your smile. But you can also use this energy to this intense light, this time of transformation and purification and giving unconditional love to clear your mind and body of negativity. It's just as important for you to work on you as it is for you to share everything you've learned and that you know with the world, because you have to bring your mind and your body in alignment with your new thoughts and ideas in order to maximize the power of this, of what you do know, the ability for you to share, to help others grow. The more you purify your intentions, the more you evolve and become more enlightened, the better and easier it is for you to share your message with others, because you get out of judgment, you get out of the need to fix people, you just get to the point where you comfortably can share, and if they reject you or get mad at you or just, you know, blow you off, you know it's okay, because you understand, hey, they just don't get it. You know, I'm speaking French and they're speaking Spanish. Our language is just not the same. We don't have enough common language where we can connect. But in time, they will. If you just share the love and light and the unconditional acceptance of who they are, you've done your job. And that little bit, that little contact with you and your pure intention, your pure unconditional love, it transforms them in small ways that over time add up. Maybe they'll just remember, you know, something you said just at the time when they need to hear it. So you've done your job. You've planted that seed. So the most important thing, though, is for you to start using this time, this light, this love to transform yourself. Dr. Masters talks about in some of his recordings and materials about the house being divided against itself. At this point in time in life, most of us are a house divided against ourselves, because we're learning all this wonderful new stuff from metaphysics, you know, all this enlightenment's coming, and we're alive with the fire of this new knowledge and awareness. But deep inside, we're using it also to cover up the fact that inside, we're still stuck in all of our old stuff. Our fears, our doubts, our worries, our insecurities, even just our thoughts. We may say something positive, and we really strongly believe and know that this is a good thing to do. But inside, when we say those positive thoughts and we speak our word and we make those affirmations, inside we're still having that thought of, but it didn't work last time. Or this may not happen. Or what am I going to do if it doesn't come to me? There's all this stuff that goes up. That's the sign to you where you're not expressing that unconditional love and acceptance of yourself, and you're not expressing that faith and that knowledge and awareness that you speak your word, but you have to have the trust that God's going to do what's best for you. Our Creator, if your life purpose doesn't involve you becoming wealthy and winning the lottery, you can affirm it, state it, and want it all you want. But if it's not what's going to achieve your desired outcome, what's going to serve your pre-life agreements, what's going to serve your intention and purpose for being here, it's not going to happen. And it won't mean that you won't have everything that you need. It doesn't mean you won't have abundance. It means you won't get it through the lottery. Maybe you'll get your abundance, your prosperity in some other way. But you have to be willing to allow and trust that God knows how to do that for you and will answer your prayers at the time when it's for you. Because maybe wealth, if you're in your 30s, will get you off your spiritual track. But in your 50s, you're far enough along and developed, be able to handle it and stay on purpose. So, you know, that's what this whole season, when we talk about the season of light and the metaphysical, mystical approach, it's about us using this light to transform and purify ourselves, because the more we're in alignment with our words, what we're trying to become and be, the faster we actually do become and can be that. One of the ways to kind of do the litmus test of seeing how far you've come, and this is not for the purpose of punishing yourself or, you know, making you look bad or feel bad. It's about you getting an idea of where you need to work, what areas you need to focus on. You know, so many of us are having issues with our with stress and tension. It expresses mostly for most of us in the solar plexus, the stomach area, as that little tension, butterflies, something that never goes away. We can distract ourselves from it with busyness, but deep within there's always that little tension, and in quiet moments it comes to full force, especially when you're meditating, for some people who are still working with those first the original teachings. But that's the clue to know that something in your personal power, something in the way you're feeling about security or your ability to exist, prosper, and grow in this world needs attention. It's not to say something's wrong, oh, I need fixing. No, it's about bringing the attention to the point of, I need to meditate, pray, do healing, clearing on this part of my past. And I tell you, you know, Reverend Cindy mentioned it a little while ago. She's talked about the practice. It's a lifetime practice. Don't think you like clear, heal, or fix anything, and that just because you feel better and you've made that accomplishment, that leap forward in your awareness and growth. Don't think that under other circumstances, or maybe just further on down your path, that it won't surface again, because it will. There are layers to who we are. And as we grow and expand and reveal the stuff that we can get to, it gives us a chance to reveal the layers beneath, so we can truly, once and for all, you know, have a chance to clear it and evolve past it. That's when your soul doesn't reincarnate to experience things again, when you finally evolve and grow through that lesson. And sometimes it happens in one lifetime, usually, though, in others. In multiple lifetimes. But Dr. Masters encourages us to take this season of light and the pure, powerful infusion of light to draw in, to spend more time in meditation, in prayer, in practicing things like unconditional love and compassion for those who are in, you know, maybe not as fortunate as we are. When you're out doing for and helping someone else, getting out of your own pity pot, it really gives you a chance to shift your perspective and maybe realize that your pity pot is unwarranted. Maybe your situation is not as bad as you think it is, even though it may be hurtful. Maybe it's tough. But you can look around you and say, you know, I really don't have a reason to complain. I just need to get busy doing what I need to do to take care of this. And you have all kinds of tools. We continually give you tools. And there are tools out there that you've probably forgotten about. So I encourage you to work on, you know, whatever way you cleanse, heal, purify yourself, and just use the Christed light that's coming in now to focus it in those areas where you're getting that feedback, the tension in your stomach area, sleeplessness, which basically is tension in your stomach area, worry. You know, it's like when we settle down at night to go to sleep, that's when our conscious mind takes over and starts running all this stuff through our minds, every problem, every issue, every concern. And it gets so busy telling us, because we're trying to quiet down and all this stuff is bubbling up. That's when meditation, you know, I sometimes use meditation to fall asleep instead of counting sheep. If I put in meditation recording, and usually Dr. Masters can put me out in less than 30 minutes. I mean, most of the time it's like 15 or 20. But it's because I force my mind, when I drift away, I force my mind to start listening. It's just about listening. It's not about trying to stop the feeling, to stop the busyness. It's just focusing on his voice and letting him soothe you. And for me, serenity is one of the ones that I use a lot. But I've also noticed that for me this season, because of what's going on, I'm getting a lot of stuff bubbling up. So it came to me the other day as I was meditating that part of what's going on with me is there's still stuff inside that I'm dealing with from past, I don't know if it's a past life experience, or and I kind of think this is coming from something that was unresolved in the past, because it does involve some people that have been around me for a long, long time. And so I got upset about it at first, because it's like, I haven't felt this way in years. What's going on? But at the same time, during meditation, it came to me, this is a chance to work on some really old stuff. So just send light and love to it. Don't try to fix it. You don't even need to know what it is. All you need to know is while you're meditating and when those feelings come up, bless it, send light and love to that feeling. Tell that experience, that feeling, things like, you have served me well all these years, but now you've served your purpose. I release you. I bless you. The intention is for you to let go of that energy. Because if it's deep in your subconscious, you may never really consciously understand where it comes from, but you can heal it there and you can let it go. And in our bodies, you know, remember, we're a factory of various energies, chemicals, and all these other things going on inside of us. I mean, every cell has its own consciousness of what its purpose is, what it's to do for you, why it's here. And I even believe some of those organs, as those cells have gotten together, have their own consciousness of how they create, handle tension and negativity and positive healing and all that, because I think that's how we create disease. You know, we get this concentration of negativity and stuff gets stuck and it starts to solidify in our outer bodies first. And by the time it gets to the physical body, it turns to something unpleasant. But that's where we also need to start working on, you know, releasing it. And then we can use meditation and prayer to heal the emotional body and all those energies we can't see. But by the time it gets to a physical manifestation, it's because we have ignored it for so long, whatever that energy, that thought, that feeling was. And now we need to start clearing it, kind of like in reverse. That's one of the things I kind of started to, I learned in my crystal healing class. I'd never thought about it from that perspective. And she was saying, yeah, you do need to heal from the outside in, you know, the spirit. And, if, you know, if you can heal the spiritual, the emotional cause, it will remove the physical. Yeah, that's true. But sometimes the physical symptom or expression is so discomforting, so you know, so hard, so bad, that you can't really get to that spiritual place first. So you got to start kind of working on the symptom, working on where it's showing up, not by trying to, you know, I mean, you that's one of the reasons we use physical medicine, but not trying to figure out why am I feeling this pit and the stuff in my stomach, but just start sending love and light to it. Ask God to help relieve that. Ask, you know, Jesus to come and bring light, more light, draw in more light, whatever you need to do. But if you do it enough times, you kind of start forgetting about it. The symptoms go away. That's when you can now start to attack it from real, you know, getting into that emotional body, getting into that spiritual body and releasing it. It's important, though, that you just don't hold on to the physical, because once you hold on to that physical manifestation, it's anchored. And if you can't let that go, then, you know, you'll keep recreating it because it never really clears. So this time of light, from a medical metaphysical perspective, it's time for great healing, physically, spiritually, relationships, your abundance and prosperity, any area of your life, your physical health. This intense light can be used to purify, cleanse, heal, clear. Most importantly, remember that you are the creator of your life and your experience, not the people around you. So when you become more mindful of how you feel and think and how you're processing the energies coming in from a practical, mystical point of view, you can start to see how changing yourself, healing yourself, and getting into that place of unconditional compassion and love can help to heal your relationships. And by doing that, it helps to heal them, because if you use this light to be more mindful of your thoughts, words, actions, and reactions, you can start to drop old behaviors. You can immediately erase and neutralize negative thoughts and feelings when you start reacting in the old ways to situations around you. And I bring up that point about neutralizing and clearing. It's one of the things Dr. Masters used to teach us, and we don't talk about it as much. But he used to, when we first got into his school, into the classes, and he was teaching us to mind our thoughts and words and behaviors and actions, he said, anytime you have a thought, because they're going to come up, they're never going to totally go away, but anytime you have a thought or feel or say something that you know is not good for you, stop and say, I neutralize that thought. I nullify that belief. I neutralize, cancel, you know, discount that action, because everything that happens in your life comes out as a result of your intention and your physical direction of energy. But you can cancel it. That's one of the things why, one of the reasons why the universe and its divine wisdom does not give us the benefit of instant manifestation. Can you imagine what would happen? I mean, there's enough chaos and confusion with the control delayed reaction, and the universe does a good job of trying to keep us from creating more drama, but sometimes we, you know, insist on it. So it's like, okay, say you want this. I'm, well, here it is. Go for it. But when you become more conscious and mindful of what you say, think, and do more work to neutralize those energies, you will find fewer mistakes showing up, fewer bad results. It's not to say that you won't make them, because you do. I mean, that's part of your experience. But you will find it much easier to get rid of negative feelings and experiences when you stop them in their tracks. And those are powerful words. I used to do it all the time, and then I kind of got used to catching the thought before I did it, and that takes time. But once I got to that point, I didn't need to neutralize it. But in a moment of anger or reaction, you know, to a, you know, something somebody says or does, I can find myself flipping into that space. then I'll go in and work on clearing that energy. Because as long as you're feeling tension or resentment or something that, you know, against something that happened or somebody said or did to you, that's your clue. You still need to work on that neutralization process. So work, you know, use that, use the light, wrap it in light, bless it, and see it being dissolved into the light and send it on its merry way so it doesn't get stuck in your heart and in your emotional body of feeling it over and over and over. You know, let it go. It's so important to forgive and release so that you can stay clean.
No, what you said is so perfect and so real. And what we're talking about is why this practice we're on and the metaphysical path and the practical mysticism is different from a lot of other practices. We indeed become, we walk our talk and we learn by living in our life and we learn every day and we learn by growing so they've had.
Oh, yeah. This is a great season for imprinting any new ideas and practices you want from a metaphysical point of view. And when I mentioned changing yourself and neutralizing and really working on the improvement of your energy so that you can bring your thoughts and intentions into alignment, that's when you become a powerful manifester. And as a practical mystic, we have to constantly be aware of our feelings and thoughts. So use this light of the season to help you imprint those new habits and behaviors, because everybody's being so sensitive about how they are and making sure they're trying to be patient this year, or this time of year. And that helps you do the same thing. Look for, just repeat it out loud. It works great. Repeat it to yourself. So when you're in your holiday season and maybe there's some challenging personalities presenting themselves to you, whether they're familiar or not, you can just bless them with love and light. Lord, let me see them the way that you do. Because Creator does not see our faults, our bad behaviors, our mistakes, or any of that. We're only a beam of light. We're only a particle of perfect expression of love and light, and all this other little stuff that we do is in the human part of us, which stays with the body on the earth, and when we leave it, we leave all that drama behind.
If you're interested in finding out more about metaphysics, you can go to universityofsedona.com.